Good morning, children. Thank you for coming forward today. Have you guys ever taken... Oh, hi, Claire. Come join us. Here we go. Actually, Kai and Claire may have not heard the story before, so it's a good one to share. You'll hear something new today. Have you guys ever taken a vacation up onto a mountain? Hi, Harrison. Come on, join us. Have you guys ever gone to the mountains for maybe vacation, like a cabin or, you know, to kind of enjoy yourself? Well, I got a picture of a mountain that we, Alicia and I, actually went on vacation together to go check out. This is called Mont Blanc. It's in the Alps. We went on vacation 2011. All right, so check this out. I'll show everyone out here so they can see. I don't know if anyone else has been to Mont Blanc. It's right on the... have you been there? All right, so believe it or not, we're on top of this mountain, and Alicia and I, one of us, I'm going to see if you can figure out which one of us wanted to hang glide all the way down to the valley. This is true. With a guide that we had never met before. So who do you think that was, me or Alicia? Who? It was Alicia, yep. She wanted to do that, hang glide all the way down Mont Blanc. Why do you go on vacation up on a mountain? What do you think? Why would you do that? The view? Wow, that's a great idea. Have you seen the view from the mountain here? Mary's Peak? Have you gone to the top? Can you see things? Like, what have you seen up on the mountain? That's lots of trees. Did you see Beaver Stadium? Research Stadium? You didn't look that much? Okay. I think you can see it up on there. So you go up to a mountain to catch the view. You know what? Sometimes I like to go to the mountain because it's a little cooler. It's really hot down in the valley, and you get up there, and you can kind of get on the mountain and kind of relax. There's another reason to go up on a mountain for a little vacation, and that's to get away from all the hustle and bustle. Clayton, you were going to say something? Fresh air. Fresh air, yeah. You kind of can relax up on the mountain, right? Do you take your cell phone up there and make phone calls and, you know, do business up on the mountain? You don't do that, Nora? No? Oh, you don't? All right. You don't have... Nope. I don't do that either. I'm able to just kind of be quiet and enjoy being up on the mountaintop. Well, this morning we're reading about a moment where Jesus went onto a mountain. Did you hear about it? He was up there with Peter and James and John, and something really crazy happened. His face changed. It became white, and he had dazzling white clothes on. And at that moment, Peter said, "Jesus, let's stay up here forever." Did you hear what Jesus said? Did Jesus say, "Let's stay up here and just kind of relax"? No. Jesus said, "Nope, we're going to go down the mountain and do some important things." And then Jesus was really saying he went up to the mountain to get strength so for some difficult days ahead. He was going to die on the cross. So going up to the mountain was kind of a rest. He kind of got his energy ready for what he was going to do down below. Now I want you to think about that today. It's important to go on the mountain with Jesus to strengthen yourself. How can you do that? How do you go to kind of strengthen yourself to be by Jesus? You can pray. Awesome. Any other ideas? You can read stories about Jesus, hear his word. That's really important because when you do that, when you come to church, you read stories about Jesus, then when you go to school and your regular routine, you can be strengthened for what is ahead of you for maybe some tough days too. So we want to remember that. Make sure to, in your life, go on the mountain and be with Jesus. You can do that right at church too, okay? All right, thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats.